You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Speaking of deals that are taking place, as I mentioned earlier, Liberty Media is looking to acquire the MotoGP brand. They're looking to put in a bid just shy of $4 billion. This, of course, after the successful acquisition of the Formula One brand back in 2016. I'm joined on the line by Director at Deal Leaders International, Andrew Ballman, to take a look at this. Good evening, Andrew. Thanks so much for taking the time. I just spoke to David Shapiro, and he says it looks as though activity seems to be picking up in New York. Are we seeing the same thing internationally and in South Africa? Are conversations being had around mergers and acquisitions?
Evening, yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, definitely. I think we're seeing an uptick despite all the uncertainty and volatility. I think one always speculates with a number of elections taking place globally that, you know, there's going to be a wait and see attitude almost, but it's almost the contrary. So yeah, both internationally that we picked up through our network as well as locally, we're seeing a nice recovery, and it's a very exciting pipeline and an exciting time, because I think we've almost seen South Africa as a leper. You know, nobody wants to invest here because of our local challenges, but I think the risk profile globally has shifted. So yeah, you know, it's a very, very buoyant time for M&A, and I think the back half of, you know, this calendar year is going to be even more buoyant. So yeah, a lot to look forward to, and hopefully lots of work ahead.
Andrew, what are your thoughts on the South African picture? Because I firmly believe that South African businesses make for a better investment case purely on the basis that they are able to weather the challenges. They're able to deal with the unique South African challenges that the market is pricing in as risk and still come out on top. And if you look at the international community, we've seen international markets struggle with things like inflation control and all of that, and we've done that exceptionally well for an emerging market.
Look, I'm so on your page. You know, I've always said, I think, you know, for the last few years, I've always said, I think South Africa was ahead of the curve. So we've learned how to take the pain. We've learned how to manage all of these uncertainties and these, you know, these risk profiles, if you like. And I think, you know, a lot of, particularly the first world, aren't used to dealing with it. So yeah, I think any businesses that are trading well today show that they're a very robust business. They've got obviously very good IP and good leadership, and, you know, and workers and productivity. And, you know, they're a solid bet, because I think the flip side on the risk component is also, you know, a rand-based overhead structure. And if any of that is scalable internationally, it becomes really, really attractive. So, yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I think we're solid business owners in this country, and I think there's a lot to be learned from South African business.
Speaking of potential, let's look at this Liberty deal that is going on. $3.8 billion is no small sum to put in for any company. Is there merit to this deal? Is the valuation right? Does it look okay?
Yeah, look, it's a tough one, I suppose, you know, without getting under the hood. I think the key thing is Liberty Media are very experienced acquirers. And, you know, looking at what they did and paid, you know, around the F1 brand when they brought that in, you know, I'm pretty certain that their valuation is going to be there or thereabouts. So, yeah, look, it is a very, very big number, you know, when you start converting it, particularly to our currency. But it, you know, it seems like a solid deal, and you know, I suppose proof will be in the pudding now, whether the deal's formally accepted, and, you know, and then move forward with it.
Andrew, when we look at these international deals, obviously from a South African perspective, when it's a local deal taking place, we go through the Competition Commission and all of those things. Mm. Internationally, there's obviously antitrust regulatory bodies and all of that. Are we seeing increased concerns in that respect around the types of acquisitions, or are we even seeing a trend in how mergers and acquisitions and deals are going through at the moment?
Yeah, look, I definitely think globally there's an increase in kind of the governance and compliance frameworks that everybody's got to operate in. And, you know, we're seeing, in fact, we've got a deal now, and the acquirer is based out of South America, and they've got operations in various territories around the world. So not even their head office is located in North America and the likes. And there's notifications and ComCom type approvals that, you know, that are being required. So we're seeing it show up, you know, whether it's a local buyer or an international buyer, in the added time and effort and moving parts and almost execution risk through due diligence and completion of deals. And I just think there's just a growing aversion to risk. And I think, you know, it can be frustrating. I think particularly when the Competition Commission type bodies don't stick to their lane. And you know, particularly I think in South Africa it's a challenge because we're desperate for FDI. And you know, it becomes quite punitive. You know, I worry we're going to lose some of those opportunities because of the red tape.
Alongside the risk factor, there's also that the sustainability factor. Are we seeing that this is an ongoing or an emerging trend in how businesses are acquiring? Obviously, a business or any acquisition that goes through, any deals that are going through, is to strengthen the balance sheet, to increase revenue streams, diversify and all of that. But are we seeing somewhat of a more socially conscious kind of angle to it, or has that not picked up as much yet?
Yeah, it's interesting. Look, I can only comment from our experience. It hasn't picked up as much as I thought it would have. I think a lot of it is dependent on who the acquirer is. So based on that acquirer, you know, if they are listed, you know, which country they're based in, there's obviously certain international territories are far more focused on that, and that's going to kind of, you know, flow through into how they tackle it locally. I think it will come. I think it's, you know, I think with all of our challenges in South Africa, it's almost commerce first. And I think we've, you know, obviously there's a number of operational and sustainable challenges just around power and water and, you know, all of those components. But I do think we're behind the curve. So we haven't seen any deals fall over because of it. And interestingly enough, we've actually had some interest in South Africa from international parties looking to buy here because it is a little more lenient, I'm going to say, you know, from an investment case perspective. So I think everybody globally is feeling the pain of a lot of red tape and hoops to jump through.
Well, while other companies are looking at international deals in Canada, any international investors are welcome to come to South Africa. Andrew and his team will happily help you out. Thanks so much for that, Andrew. That's Andrew Bauman, director at Deal Leaders International, joining me to reflect on the Liberty Media deal to potentially acquire MotoGP for just under $4 billion.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.